Welcome to this session with Doug Addison. Doug is an international conference speaker, author, life coach, and stand-up comedian. For more information about his life-changing seminars and books, visit www.dougaddison.com. And now, here's Doug.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection. It's July 6, 2016. And I have some new prophetic words for this month as well. Some very powerful heavenly encounters I've had over the last month or so that are going to help you get unstuck and move forward. Remember my website, DougAddison.com. Stay connected with me. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram is Doug T. Addison. Also, check out my daily prophetic words, hashtag daily prophetic on Twitter and Facebook, or go to my website. And you can get it delivered to your email address for free. And while you're there, download my free ebook, How to Hear the Voice of God for Yourself Clearly. Let's get going. Let's pray. God, we thank you for your goodness. My goodness, I feel the presence is so strong. And I know that there's going to be a real shifting in the spiritual atmosphere. Something's going to change over everybody listening, whether it's the live version, the delayed taping version, or the recording on iTunes. We just ask you to open the heavens right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Well, here's some prophetic words for July. July is going to be a time of some major changes. Things that God has promised you over the last few years are going to start to take place very quickly, is what I heard, and I've been seeing it in my own life. And there's going to be a blast of new sounds from heaven, and it's going to blast over you that's going to open doors, part some Red Seas, awaken some dry bones, open your eyes and your ears to the Spirit at a new level, all starting this month in July. Not everyone will hear this new sound, but those who have ears to hear, those who have been seeking the Lord, probably those who have been waiting to catch this new wave, if you're listening to me, you're probably one of them. So expect the scales to start falling off your eyes as God is going to reveal strategies and some new things for the next season, you know, things that have been hidden up until now. I saw a door of God's glory opening over people. Yes, in the midst of turmoil, that's what I heard, in the midst of turmoil and even some confusion, God says, come up here, I will show you what must take place after this. That's Revelation 4:1, door is going to open, and there's going to be a trumpet blast in the spiritual realm that's going to open opportunities for you as well. Watch for July 15th through the 17th be something significant. There's going to be a shifting happening. Dreams are going to increase as well as angelic activity. And look for some repayment for things that was supposed to come to you back in 2013 and 14 that never came. Watch for those as well. The first fruits offering, by the way, if you were part of that last month, I just want to say thank you very much. It's traditionally done around Pentecost. Thanks for those who responded. And, you know, I prayed every day in June and over the people who had been giving. And I asked God to bless you 10 times. Also, to open strategies for major breakthroughs that you need for kingdom purpose financial strategies. And this is important right now. And also let us know if you get one or if something happens. One person contacted us right away who gave $500, got back 10 times with an unexpected contract for $5,000, came the same day. We just want to say, yes, God, for doing things like that. Also, here's some more prophetic words. July 4th, I woke up to some celebration in heaven, and it was an amazing time that happened, and there was a sound of celebration happening, and I was hearing the words, rejoice, the time has come, repeated over and over. It was 4 a.m. Honestly, I wanted to sleep in, but because I heard the Holy Spirit say, and there was angelic chatter going on, say to get up because there's an announcement in heaven. There's excitement and the sound of celebration. I heard shofars blasting and heavenly singing going on. And the Lord said, this is the start of a revival to the spiritual outcasts who've been pushed away by the unloving Christians. Now, It's a start of a new revival, and we're going to see some things shift. So it's a good day to celebrate. The first wave of this is going to come in three waves. The first wave is purity and cleansing for us. And the second wave is going to be power, encounters, and healing. And the third wave is going to be like a harvest for those who have been rejected by the Christians. I don't know if you've been following my prophetic words, but I've been talking about this for a number of years, and I've had several encounters this month about it. But the heavenly books of revival are being opened for 2016 right now. Many people thought that it was going to be the end, maybe even the end of your business, your ministry. Maybe people thought it was the end of the world even. But God said, oh no, it's the beginning. And it's the beginning of God's working of his great power in you. It's the beginning of some of the greatest times on earth. It's not the end at all. It is the beginning right now. For prophets of old have longed to see what you are about to see and experience. This is what I heard God saying that on July 4th. Revelation 19, 5 through 9 is the closest I could come with what I was experienced. Then I came, then a voice came from the throne saying, praise our God, all his servants, all who fear him, both great and small. Then I heard a sound, what sounded like a great multitude, like a roar of rushing waters, like loud peals of thunder shouting, hallelujah, for our God, Lord God Almighty reigns. And let us rejoice and be glad in him. For the wedding of the Lamb has now come. His bride has made herself ready. And that's the part that I was really feeling that God was saying, the wedding of the Lamb has come and the bride has made herself ready. This is a revival, and it's a start of this new thing that's going to be coming in waves. So it's a good day to celebrate. I'll talk more about this in another encounter I had in just a few minutes. But here's how to prepare. But July is going to be a time when the Lord's revealing cracks in our foundations. Actually, maybe it is repair and things that we need to shore up. So these things might be such things as unhealed areas in our soul, etc. So it'll be good to take time and pray. And here's how I've been praying. I'm asking God to heal or reveal this month. Heal whatever needs to happen or reveal what it is that needs to happen. And it's not going to be major surgery, so let God lovingly wash over you. My team, Inlight Connection, and I, we've been going through this for about 3 months now, and every time I get a prophetic word or God speaks to me, we let it test us first. I let it test me. We go through a time of repentance from anything. That way, we will have nothing in common with the enemy. And so this is what God's revealing right now as he gives us greater prophetic authority as we do this. But you know, many people are still stuck in those past seasons. This is really a word I've been releasing for a number of years now. It's Isaiah 43, 17, and 18. And it was a word I got for this year as well. God is doing a new thing, so we need to forget the former things of doing, ways of doing. So this is not always easy as people, they're by nature resist change. And the change is like a paradigm shift. It's going to move us into this new season of harvest. And so over the last month, I've noticed that many people I see them, they're stuck in a previous season. They may might not be aware of it. I'm starting to see it everywhere I go. And it's almost like their spirit is still in a previous time. While God's spirit is calling us to move forward, we can get stuck. And other people, it's not spirit at all, it's soul. You know, the spirit is connected to God. The soul might be our own mind, will, and our emotions. Others could be, their soul is stuck in a previous time, and so they have a continual time of staying in the past. But God spoke to me to begin setting people free from these past connections, and especially spiritual ones. This might be it might not be for everyone, but I felt like maybe if you're stuck in the past, you can't move forward, or you feel like there's a door that won't open. Maybe you've been part of a previous group that you're no longer with. This isn't necessarily everybody, but maybe you've done some shifting or changing, and it's possible that, listen, as many pastors, apostolic leaders, prophetic leaders, you know, if you've trained under their ministries, they actually open a heavenly portal or a revelation, ability to get revelation, whether you're aware of it or not. Your spirit is actually going into heaven every day, but you're connected with the spiritual realm based on their anointing. This is a biblical example of this. Jesus said in, to Nathanael in John chapter 1, he said that Nathanael was going to see heaven open and angels ascending and descending on Jesus, on the Son of Man. So this was an indication that we can actually get an open heaven revelation and understanding by being around teachers and leaders. Whether you're aware of it or not doesn't matter. So sometimes we can get changes to our seasons, but it brings us into the new revelation. It's what God wants. Yet our spirit still gets stuck in that old previous time. So I don't have the full details on this. I'm just still working this out. All I knew is it happened to me. And I'm seeing it all over the place is that you want to get aligned with your current season. And I'm going to do that right now with you. So if you felt adrift, disconnected, or you're not sure about things, or maybe you've made some recent affiliate changes, this might be for you. I want to pray right now. Holy Spirit, I pray for full integration to what's happening right now in each person, that anyone that has been stuck in a previous season that needs to move forward, I pray, God, that you would align them into their perfect timing on earth as it is in heaven. And I ask that now you close off any of the old things that need to be closed, and you open up the new things that you're calling us to. And now I call you forward into this new season. I call your spirit forward into the appropriate room in heaven. In my Father's house are many rooms and or portals of revelation. Whether you're aware of it or not, they're there in Jesus' name. Now by faith, I want you just to push open that door and allow your spirit to exit the previous season and enter into the new time God is bringing you. Now, I had to do this over myself as over the last few months, a lot of my apostolic and prophetic leaders have changed. And so when I prayed this prayer, I suddenly felt clarity again. So you can share this with other people. Let me know how it goes, because I believe God's going to start using this. June 2016 was some of the most powerful encounters I think I've ever had. I keep saying that, but it's increasing. Last year, I think I'd have an average of 5 to 8 major encounters a month, and that only started about a year ago, and I'm not boasting in this. It's just there's been some promotions going on, and I want to help you to understand them. But since June of last month, it's gone up to about 5 to 8 per week instead of per month, and sometimes several a day. So for sure, it's been a spiritually active time in my life, and I'm finding it difficult to keep up. Now, God's releasing deeper levels of intimacy, and I just want to encourage you to look up Ephesians 1:17, and because that's the purpose of it. I pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. That is what I'm talking about here. And that's what's happening in my life. It's not to have a heavenly encounter just to have it or to see Jesus or anything like that. It is to know God better, because that's what he's doing right now. And so even more is happening right now. The first 5 days of July, I had a major encounter each day. But I'm having trouble recording it all. I'm having a difficult time keeping up. I've been losing sleep. It's not as easy as it might sound, because it doesn't always make sense. And I've got to figure it out when it's going on. It's not crystal clear. And that's why I've developed my Hearing the Voice of God 365 online activation school, is to help you with this, because I am a seer. I am one that goes into the heavenly realm, but I've also had just this upgrade over the last few months. And so I want to talk about at the end about some additional training based on all this crazy stuff that's been going on. So here's what happened. On June 9th, I had a radical encounter, and I was called into the courts of heaven. And that is very similar to Zechariah 3, I want you to read that if you don't know what I'm talking about. Zechariah 3 is where I spent a lot of my time. I don't go into the throne room like some other people. And, you know, in my Father's house are many rooms. I tend to go into the courts or the courtroom of heaven. And very similar to Zechariah 3, where there's council meetings happening. In the past, I've only overheard them. But just recently, as of June, I started interacting with them. So this happens in the spirit, but it's very real. My body isn't going there, but it's in the spirit. It's extremely real. And so on July 9th, I entered the court of heaven, and I made my daily plea and decrees. That's called prayer. And God spoke to me. Now, normally, I just go up and I decree, and I listen in, and I hear things. I don't usually get a lot of instruction while I'm there because it is a courtroom, by the way. And I'm defending things and trying to work things out, and I'm listening in on council meetings, whatever God wants to reveal that day. It was very similar to what I started the story with when I woke up on July 4th and I was hearing, you know, that celebration in heaven. It was coming from that area. So God spoke to me, "Son, prophesy Ezekiel 34. And his voice was very stern, very serious, and thundered. And as I stood in the middle of the courts of heaven, I prophesied Ezekiel 34. I don't remember how long, but I knew that Ezekiel 34 begins with a strong prophetic message. Where the mean shepherds and the fat sheep have driven the weaker people or the weaker sheep away, the ones who really need God. So it goes on to say that the shepherds who did not have God's heart or love are allowing the enemy to ravish the weak sheep, and that this is not God's heart at all. So the prophetic application here of Ezekiel 34 is about Christians who have not had God's heart for people in need and have driven them away. Now, I've been bringing a similar prophetic word for a number of years. If you've been around my ministry, one of the next revivals that we're going to see is in the group of what I call spiritual outcasts that have been rejected and considered unclean by many Christians. Now, this, they're not unclean themselves. They're considered that. This may include women who are actually stepping up to new levels of authority and leadership. Political parties not accepted by many Christians. In the U.S., the Democrats and the independents, God's going to start moving those with tattoos and piercings. Even though the book of Leviticus 19:28, I think it is, says to not get a tattoo, God's moving on the tattooed and pierced ones. Those who are into zombies and vampires, the new age people, gay and lesbian people, minorities, to name a few. Believe me, I'm not saying these people are unclean. I'm just saying many Christians have rejected them and mistreated them. It's terrible. So they've been scattered, just like Ezekiel 34 says. They've been scattered all over the place, and they have not had the opportunity to worship Jesus. Now, listen, as an evangelist and a missionary to people of these outcasts for years, I've heard their literal horror stories of the damage that they've received, rejected in the name of Jesus. I want you to know, I'm not just some guy who's wounded, running around telling everyone they have to change. I am very healed, and I love the church. I do everything I do in the context of the church. But in my prophetic forecast book for 2016, the Lord told me that this year will be the start of a movement to bring these people to himself. Many Christians have driven people away from God. So here it is, Ezekiel 34, verses 4 and 5. "You have not strengthened the weak," God says, "or healed the sick, or bound up the injured. You have not brought back the strays or searched for the lost. You have ruled them harshly and brutally so that they were scattered because there was no shepherd. And when they were scattered, they became food for wild animals." Now, let's jump to Ezekiel 34, verse 20 through 22. This is what God says. "Therefore, this is what the sovereign Lord says to them. See, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep, because you shove with flank and shoulder, butting the weak sheep with your horns until you have driven them away. I will save my flock," and he's talking about the flock of the outcasts, and so that they will no longer be plundered. I will judge between one sheep and another. In other words, God is saying he's the one that's about to judge. So he's looking for people right now who are willing to show love. God is the judge of each person's heart. And he just said it here, and their motives. And so this is a time to step up and be the light in darkness. And we need to love people who've been wounded by religion, by Christians who don't love like Jesus did. Let's go back to Ezekiel 34, verses 23 and 24. I will place over them one shepherd, my servant David. He will tend them, and he will tend them and be their shepherd. And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David will be prince among them. And I, the Lord, have spoken. Now listen, David is a prophetic sign of some, or symbolic of someone who loves God, because this was David in the Bible, King David, as a warrior. Was willing to protect and stand up for the outcast. David's mighty men in 1 Samuel 22, 2, they were considered outcasts themselves. So we need to get the heart of David right now for those who have been wounded and driven away. So this is what God said to me, is that he's calling all sheep defenders. And we need to get a mantle. In fact, I'm going to pray for an impartation just a minute here. While I was in the courts of heaven prophesying this on June 9th, I felt the mantle come on me. A heat came on me and has not lifted. I heard the Lord say to deputize weak sheep defenders, and that God's heart and agenda right now is to raise up the defenders of the sheep, of the weak sheep, menders of those who have been driven away. Strong ministry of reconciliation is coming to those who are willing to step up and receive it. But get ready for persecution. I know I've got a badge in that. I've been prophesying this for a number of years, doing outreaches. And one of the reasons I got very, very sick for 3 years, I just got healed, was many Christians were cursing me for doing what Jesus did. That was loving people. I just got healed last month at the Glory Awakening in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, where Todd Bentley prayed for me. He knocked off curses from high-level Christians and people who had great authority. Now, I had taken care of the occult curses that were against me, but the other ones were quite high-level. And so I got rid of all the chemical sensitivities, things like that. I'm still dealing with a few things, but I'm going to be 100% healed. I know it. But here, listen, a new revival is starting in this group of outcasts. And then Todd Bentley himself is one of the outcasts that God's moving on. Don't miss this. Listen to me. Do not miss what God's doing there. It's 8 years after Lakeland. And Todd Bentley is restored. And I'll talk a little bit more in a minute about that. Because if you miss this, you will miss the opportunity for many people to be healed or to take this healing anointing like never before. And so I released a prophetic word about this whole thing. You know, my whole experience on June 9th, I hadn't released it yet. This is the prophetic word. But I went back and I saw that in February 2013, I actually released a word about the Super Bowl, the football Super Bowl, NFL, and how it tied in with Ezekiel 34. Here's the original 2013 prophetic word. So you can see the entire prophetic word by doing an internet search on Super Bowl prophetic sign to the world. There's two of them. Choose the second, I think it is. I've written a couple of them, but it's the one for 2013. Here's the word. On Sunday, February 3rd, 2013, my daily prophetic word was a prophetic sign from God is going to be seen around the world. During the third quarter of the Super Bowl that day, between the Baltimore Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers, half the lights went out for 34 minutes in the New Orleans Superdome. And this was a sign from God that was seen around the world that was just like it was in my daily prophetic word that I had gotten a month before. I had no idea. But here's the details to that power outage. So let's take a look at the significance of the numbers involved. When the lights went out, the score of the game was 28-6, which totals, if you add it, 34. The lights were out for 34 minutes. The power outage happened in the third quarter, 3/4, 34. The winning team's score was 34. Ezekiel 34, by the way, ends in verse 31, and the the score of the game at the end was 34-31. God spoke to me that this is a prophetic sign that repeated 34. This was back 3 years ago. And the fact that only half the lights went out was all a prophetic sign. God's heart right now, this is me writing this in back 3 years ago, was for people to encounter his power, love, and acceptance through the Holy Spirit. And so I've been prophesying this for a while, that revival is coming to the spiritual outcasts and those who have been wounded by Christianity and churches that have been unloving. Not all of them are that way, but some are. And one problem that we're having is with reaching people is that Christians have been judging these people harshly for their behavior instead of loving them. So the sign of the Super Bowl of 2013 is this. We are the light of the world. We know that. Matthew 5:14. Half the lights went out because God wants us to notice we're operating at half power. We don't even realize we're operating at half power. Many Christians keep thinking that God is going to judge the nations and all this thing. But you know what? What I keep hearing from God, and this is in this Ezekiel 34 word this month, is that judgment starts with the house of God first. And so God's going to actually start to, I'm not going to focus on the judgment part because that trips everyone out. You know, I just want to call people into a place to love, to learn how to love. Revival is waiting for places to happen like San Francisco and New Orleans and other places where Christians have gotten caught up in their opinions and dislikes and the spiritual outcast group causing the lights to go out halfway dim. So God spoke to me that pride and prejudice are in many Christians is what's holding it back. And at least half of us anyway, not all, because only half the lights went out. So again, I prophesied this in 2013. God is making a new covenant of peace with those who have been wrongly driven away by churches that and been dealt with harshly. He's repaying them with a blessing. Now, this is a tipping point that's going to happen in the spiritual realm, and their cries of justice have reached the ears of the Lord. Ezekiel 34, verse 25 and 26. Again, here's verse 31. Of Ezekiel 34, you are my sheep, the sheep of my pasture, and I am your God, declares the sovereign Lord. Ezekiel 34, sheep defenders. Back now, that was my 2013 word. Now, 2016, I'm having several encounters happening right now with Ezekiel 34. God says, prophesy this right now. I'm not focusing on the judgment of the fat sheep. But I'm focusing on raising up sheep defenders and getting your mantle for this. And so I got one. Did you know that from 2010 through 2016, I went everywhere to churches and conferences, leading groups into time of repentance for things we've done to this group of people? I've literally gotten down on my hands, on my knees, and repented to open the heavens because judgments will indeed close the heavens over you. It will darken your ability to hear the Lord. So this is why so many conflicting prophetic words are out there right now, because things get clouded with judgments and opinions. So I want to encourage you to read Ezekiel 34. Again, I'm not focusing on the judgment of the mean shepherds and the fat sheep. I'm focusing more on becoming a MASH unit, a mobile army surgical hospital to the weak and the outcast. God will deal with those who are unloving. My prayer is that they can be won over to the way of love of Jesus. And here's how we can respond right now. If you're guilty of rejecting any of these people, then repent. Ask God to show you if you have, you know, if you have to make amends anywhere and to help some people. Pray for them. Pray on a regular basis. And then also fast from negative talk and negative thoughts in your own life and ask God to reveal you to you if you have any of this. I repent on a daily basis for any judgments and things that have been happening. Okay. Hey, listen, this is a heavy word. All week while I was trying to write this up, I would get to the Ezekiel 34 part and I would start getting sleepy because a heaviness would come on this word, so heavy. Finally, today I finished it, and it was so heavy it would cause me to have to lay down because there's a weight of the Lord on this. So I want to impart this to you. Just want to just receive right now. God, we thank you that you're doing something new in the spiritual outcast, and they're the ones that you love. All different types that the church, many people in the church, not all of them, but many people have rejected, treated mean. But I heard the Lord say, their blood has reached his ears, and he must respond because he's the God of justice. So God, I pray right now that you would raise up these sheep defenders, the weak sheep defenders. And I just impart what you gave me. I felt like a mantle came on me on June 9th, where it was like a heat from God. And then again on July 4th, I heard it's going to happen now. The celebration in heaven, it is happening right now. I don't know what it looks like, how long it'll take to come out in the natural, but it shifted in heaven. And there's going to be resources. And a lot of the heavenly resources are now coming for this next move of God. And so this is time. So Father, I impart right now what you gave me. You gave me the things, Ezekiel 34 sheep protector, sheep defender mantle. I pray that for each person who's called to it in Jesus' name. Protect those that you love right now. Amen. All right. So, wow. Now, I get a lot of flack for this. I got some Q&A time coming here. My website is dougaddison.com. Don't forget to go there. Consider donating to us. I'm going to get into Q&A in just a minute. We got my staff in the in the chat room, and you can chat things in. We'll either use it in this webcast or a future one. But consider becoming a partner with Enlight Connection. Those are the people who donate monthly, because we rely on a lot of that to help us to do outreaches and things, and be able to impact people all over the world using the internet as well as live events. And what happens if you become a partner? You get a weekly update from me. And these are things I don't normally release publicly. We do a monthly partner activation video where I pray for our partners, 10% off your purchases. Plus, you get to interact with me and my staff on a brand new Facebook private page that's just started. And we're excited for that. And I pray for you. I don't necessarily get it every day, but I pray over my partner, the partners of Enlight Connection, those who bless me. Because if you bless the work of a prophet, you receive the prophet's reward. So we hear lots of good things back. Then we're changing the world with God's love. All right, let me just touch on a couple of specials. One is 40% off of the book 2016 Prophetic Forecast. Now, this is the one I mentioned. It's still good. There's still tons of stuff. You're going to want to read this. So right now, the paperback version is $7.20 if you go to my website, and that's just a set price. And check out as well my Hearing the Voice of God 365 Online Activation School. We have worked so hard in getting this going. Nearly 500 people have already enrolled. You could be one too. It's 12 sessions delivered one per month on the various aspects of hearing God, dealing with the prophetic, dealing with seeing, dealing with the gifts that are designed for your particular gifts, your spiritual gifts, because I'm a seer, I might be different. Also, supernatural encounters, dreams and visions, how to learn to discern. That's the whole thing. 12 sessions delivered, one a month, or you can pay to fast forward and get them all at once. And each one has a mentoring session. Now, check out on Facebook. We've been putting those little clips of those out there so that you get an idea what's in it, with some amazing people. A lot of my friends, prophetic people who can help train you 30-minute once a month. And if you've already know how to hear God, it's going to take you to a new level. Also, I do a live monthly activation teleconference call. So you could ask questions. I pray over the group. Now, this is all for $37 a month. This is, God spoke to me to do this in a way. It's an introductory time to get people going, to get people into hearing God. Or you can fast forward on that. I think it's $387. I might be wrong. But you save a little bit of money if you fast forward, do the entire thing. Now, here's what I want you to do. Go to hearinggod365.com and take the 14-day free trial. It's a free test drive. You'll get access to everything in session one at no obligation for 14 days. The reason we're doing that, because I want you to just get a feel for it, and maybe you can glean something just from that. That's great. And if you want to stay on, you'll receive one a month after that, or you can fast forward at any time. We're really, really excited for what God's doing, and we're making it affordable to go through a school of ministry you can do anytime, and it'll be there for the lifetime of our website. Hey, I was talking about spiritual encounters, right? And so I've done a lot into the Hearing God 365, but I've been having a lot more encounters since last Christmas. And I added some of those in Hearing God 365, but I want to do a special webinar this month. It'll be on July 30th, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to noon Pacific time. If you haven't been part of one of our webinars, very powerful. It's called Encountering Heaven, How to Access the Supernatural Realm in Your Daily Life. And we give you the notes. It's a two-hour. You don't have to be there live. You can watch the recording. It's very, very powerful. We did a lot of them last year and helped open people up. Now, this is different than the supernatural one I did last year. We're going to cover a little more in-depth on angels, understanding the courts of heaven. This is the new stuff, lots more. So you'll want to do this. Hey, listen, we're going to give you an early bird discount only for those who are live on the webcast right now. So for the next hour from this Spirit Connection webcast, you can reserve your spot. Instead of $37, it's going to be $32. And we'll have a link in the chat part for 1 hour afterwards if you want to get in on it right now and save $5. Okay, I'll be doing some live events. I got healed. I'm back out. I couldn't travel for 5 months, and I've been really hampered. In fact, last year was like half of way less than I normally do, and I hadn't been traveling since January. But I got healed. So here's what's going on for July. I'll be doing a meeting just this week, actually tomorrow, Radiance International Hollywood House of Prayer. I'll be speaking at the Launch Discipleship School. But you can come July 7th at 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for $40. You can pay at the door. That's West Hollywood, California. And it's not webcast. It's not cast on the internet. You have to be there live. I'm really excited because it's one of the first few meetings I'm doing since I've gotten healed and gotten all these impartations, and things are going to happen. Also, I'm going to be at the Glory Awakening Revival. This is that's been going on in Canada, July 14th. And I believe 15th, yep, 7 p.m. both nights. Todd Bentley is going to go, I think he's going to go to do a mission trip in Mexico, I do believe. And so I'm going to be there, and you can watch it on the live stream, and you can come there. There's no charge to come there. And God has given me some things, and I'm just going to release the prophetic, release the power, release the healing. Oh boy, it's going to be fun. July 14th and 15th, 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you can go to my website, dougaddison.com, as well. Also, hey, speaking of Todd Bentley, we're hooking up again in Living in the Supernatural Conference 2. We did one last year. Todd Bentley and I for three evenings. Now, Todd might be on a mission trip. I'm not sure. But earlier this year, God told me to only schedule one conference. That was, while I was sick, he said, just schedule this one. I had no idea I was going to get healed in June and then, bam, go into July 21st through 23rd, three nights, Thursday through Saturday night. I'll be there at in Fort Mill, South Carolina, at the Fresh Fire Ministries Healing Center. And it's going to be a lot of fun. My team's going to be there. A lot of my team's going to be there with me. You want to come out and meet us. And if you're one of our partners, we're going to be doing possibly a partner meeting. At least I'll pray for the partners one way or another. Just go to dougaddison.com/events. Also, remember, I'm on Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter and Instagram, Doug T. Addison. And Daily Prophetic Words, #DailyProphetic. And you can also get them on your into your email box. That's what I do. And you just, all you have to do is go to my website, DougAddison.com, and click on the Daily Prophetic and sign up. So, wow, a lot going on. I can feel the presence of God. Got some questions. Now, people have been putting in their questions, and if you don't get them answered right now, it's because we use them later on in other webcasts and other things. So I got one here from Hadesha. Said, I'm feeling a sense of immobility, like I'm tied up and I can't take action or move forward in my business. How can I break through? Well, isn't that interesting that I mentioned the stuck in a previous season. So if you didn't hear me, go back through this recording again and do that prayer that you would unleash you into this new season. I'm convinced that's what's going on right now. Here's another question. A question from Angela. How are you affiliated with Todd Bentley? He committed adultery. He claims he healed people when the doctor says a boy is still not healed. He kicks people in the face saying cancer is cured. All right. Well, just let me say this, is that Angela, I'm affiliated in the sense of a friend, and Todd Bentley is a friend and colleague of mine. And I think you've been reading some things on the internet that are some unconfirmed things and taken out of context. I want to say that I'm standing here in front of you right now, and I've been healed of three major illnesses in my life. 2001, and these were at Todd Bentley ministry times, and the Lord healed me, but I'd gone everywhere, but all three times, I've been healed more than that, actually. But the first one was 2001 with Huntington's disease, and I had to leave ministry at the time. But I've been back on the road since then, since 2001. Also, I got healed of a hernia at one of his meetings. I had someone fall on me, and I got healed instantly. I got healed of the multiple chemical sensitivities that was coming against me in May while I was there. So I just want to say this. When people say, oh my goodness, there was a boy, did you hear that? One boy who was not healed. Do you know how many people get healed? So yes, there's probably some that don't. You don't want to go focusing on the negative because that's going to close things down from God. He hears the Lord. He really, really is restored. I don't know anything, you know, about kicking people in the face. I don't know that. And so I would be very careful of unconfirmed things. Now, yeah, Todd does things a bit radical, and he gets radical results. He prays for people, and we were seeing healings there. Watch the webcast. Now, you got to break through your, some people are just really prejudiced against him. Now, about the adultery, listen to me. I know Todd. He is restored. It's been 8 years since Lakeland, and he did not have a sexual adultery situation with the lady that he's now married with, whom I know too, Jessa. He did not have he had an emotional affair, but he did not have a sexual affair. He did get divorced. But I want to just say this. Emotional affair or divorce is not an unpardonable sin. You have to hear this. Because God's saying that people are stuck in the past. They're judging things. God's moving. He tried to move on other people, but no one would say yes to it because they got all shut down. I went there in May when the revival started. I prophesied that revival would start last year. I said, May 20th, 2016, a revival is going to happen in Hamilton. Todd didn't even know that I had that word. So he texted me and said, do you have a word for Canada? I go, well, I have a word for Hamilton, Canada. He says, wow, that's where I'm going. And so the revival has begun to happen there. But you have to let go of the past. I went there the first two nights of it, three nights. I went there to pray. God told me, he says, go break the curses that people have placed over him. You can't come into agreement with Satan. That's what people want you to do is, you know, it's on earth as it is in heaven. You know, it's not, I'm just saying, we want to come into agreement with God. Now, yes, people got hurt. My goodness, it's 8 years later. Let's let it go. Because if you don't, you're gonna spiritually die. You will spiritually die if you hold on to unforgiveness and bitterness. Now, I'm not saying this is just Angela. I'm talking to a lot of people right now. So I'd encourage you to go to freshfireusa.com, watch the webcast. watch some of the meetings. It's still Todd Bentley. But you know what I know about Todd? I've known him for a number of years. I've known his wife, Jessa, for a number of years, too, 12 years, actually. But you know what I know about Todd? He's for real. And yes, he had his ups and downs. He had some difficult times, but he worked it out. He got restored through Rick Joyner. And Rick Joyner will attest for him for the restoration that he did. I'm not sure if you can find this out there online, but he did. Maybe you go to freshfireusa.com. He did a message in Hamilton on Father's Day about his prodigal son experience, him. And he humbled himself greatly and told the inside. And I just want to say this. God's moving on him in a new way. I have been around him. He is going into the secret place with the Lord. He's bringing back the anointing and the glory of God. He's praying for lots and lots and lots and lots of people. Not everyone gets healed. Yes, of course. But a lot of people do get healed. And so I just want to encourage anyone and everyone that can join in and, just let Todd, be Todd. And I'm not just saying that in a bad way. I just mean that he's a biker, you know. He's got a big beard. He's got tattoos, but he still serves the Lord. Get the eyes to see and ears to hear on that one. Okay, here's another question. I have lived with severe chronic spinal pain that 150 milligrams of morphine daily barely touches. And so I'm a sole parent to a teen, and we are devoted Christians. Why doesn't God take the pain away? You know, first of all, I am very sorry that you're suffering, Sue. And I want to say this, that I suffered 3 years, not your level of pain. I can tell you that. Mine was a mental and emotional. I'd lose my mind. I had Lyme disease and mold toxicity. I get one smell, I go crazy, literally salivating like a madman. And I had these things happening to me for 3 years. I didn't understand it. Healing can be complicated at times. So what I really want to recommend you do is, go through different things. I don't know how far you went on generational healing, but I had gone all the way on it. And I just went back. God told me back in 3 months ago, actually back in February, to go back through and tell people this. Go back through. I don't care if you've done it again. Get someone to break off generational ties over everybody, because we moved into a new level last September after Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We moved into that new level, and now we have more generational curses that can hold us back. That's one thing. I had to just battle everything every day. Get prayer everywhere you go. Begin to declare and decree things over yourself. Anoint yourself with oil. This is what I did for over a couple years. Every day, I took communion every day, anointed myself with oil every day. I declared and I decreed every single day. I began to break off things, and I went over and over, and you just keep going back. Go to the healing rooms. You know what? I wrote a blog on it. I think you can find this out there if you search on healing strategy, Doug Addison. And this was some of the things before I got healed that I was doing, because I've been encouraging people that God is still in the business of healing, but it's complicated. And that's why I'm going to be doing this webinar on encountering heaven, because I talk about the courtroom of heaven and how you could get hit, how the enemy could get legal access to you. And so there's some things you might have these other demonic forces coming against you that can cause, even though it wasn't in you, it might have been in your generational time, your generational line. And so you'll want to break off those things. And it does take time. So God, I pray for Sue and others who've been suffering and who need to get set free in Jesus' name. I pray for to heal or reveal. Show us what Satan doesn't want us to see, and show us what you want us to see, God, or what the enemy doesn't want us, so that we can get set free. Boy, just take that pain away in Jesus' name. Wow. Wow. Good question. All right. Here's from Christy. I'm a massage therapist, and I find that I walk a thin line between truth and deception. How do I know if energy healing methods are Christ-centered or not? Now, I don't know if you know this, but I released a Facebook video and also a Periscope in the month of June on Christ-centered energy healing. I took it down because it got complicated. I need to just, because it's complicated, because some of my friends even started contacting me and saying, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. You know, I use Jesus in this. And so it is very complicated. That's why I'm going to come back and revisit this, study it a bit more. I know what I saw. I know what the Lord showed me. And it's not all, but some. And we've got to be very careful with the energy healing model. And it started getting popular back 2006, and then in 2009 it increased, and it's shifted upward now. And so the energy healing model moves chakras around and things like that. Now, that's what that's the part, but it's clothed in all the other such good things, you know, like essential oils and holistic health and all the different things. But that one core issue there about the moving chakras, I have not found that. Now, I can redeem all these other things that they're doing. You can redeem massage. You can redeem the holistic health and all that type of thing, because you can see it in the Bible. But I haven't found chakras in the Bible yet. Now, I'm not coming against anybody. Believe me, I'm not. I'm just saying is that get back to Jesus in this. And, if you're especially, the only reason I'm saying this to you, Christy, now I'm not talking about anybody else here. I'm talking to Christy because she's feeling this, like she's feeling a check in her spirit. And so I would get back to imparting Jesus and things like that. And maybe you hear the alarm going off right now. I don't know if you can hear it or not, but a car alarm just went off when I said to get back to that. Now, I'm not judging other people right now. I'm not doing anything, but I know that we're going to go back and we're going to start looking at this a lot more a little bit later on. All right. Here's a question from Terry. I'm getting really easy questions, right? Here comes another one. Here comes a real easy one. What's your belief about homosexuality and the LGBT community? That's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community. What's my belief about them? Well, listen to me. I've been a missionary to this group for a long time. I started my ministry in San Francisco back in the 90s, and I'm not, I'm not shocked by this. But here's one side. Remember, listen to what I just said about Ezekiel 34, because that part of it is the LGBT community, is that we've just annihilated them. But here, listen to this, is that if you are gay and you've been wounded by a Christian or the church, here's my belief for you. You can worship Jesus, and that I love you. Jesus loves you, and that I'm trying to raise up more people that can show love to you. And I'm so sorry for what's happened to you. I'm sorry for the pastor's kids who are gay and suddenly got rejected by your church and your parents. My goodness, how terrible is that? I'm not going to take a theological stand here because it's too much of a minefield to blow things up. The enemy has made it that way. Here's what I want to do. Experientially, I know this. There's many people who don't fit the bill of what you think, many Christians think, about the gay and lesbian community. The ones I'm seeing right now, yes, a small percentage. There's a percentage of them out there, the gays and lesbians, that need healing. They need deliverance. They're militant. They do things that they're the ones that are politically militant. But you know what? There's a huge amount that aren't. And those are the ones I'm talking about. They're the ones who are open to the Holy Spirit. They're really soft and tender right now. So my belief about homosexuality is God loves you. Now, I haven't changed my theology about the Bible and homosexuality, but that doesn't stop me from loving anybody. And I don't even judge people because God is the judge of all people. So this really trips people up, and especially, you know, if you want to move in the new, you'll need to learn to love. And that's what Jesus did. When the woman in John chapter 8, I believe it was caught, the woman caught in adultery. Do you know that Jesus never mentioned anything? That was the closest thing to sexual sin. They brought this woman to him, caught in adultery. She should have been strung up. And all he said was this, because this is what I say to you, everyone listening to me right now. Let the one without sin cast the first stone. Because if you have sin, if you have anything in your life, if you judge anyone, then that judgment will come back on you. And that's exactly why the Lord just spoke to me the Ezekiel 34 message, because we've gotten into a time of judgment. So if you want my my statement of faith, just go to my website, DougAddison.com. It's not posted on there, but just contact us and we'll send it to you. I'd be happy to send it to you. I hope that helps answer some questions, especially to the new people that don't know my heart, know that I've been an outreach specialist and evangelist for a number of years. And rest assured, I love people. All right, here's another one. Another question from Allison. How can you say God will judge mean Christians when you teach love, not judge? One of my messages, love, not judge. And so, you know, how can I say that God's going to judge mean Christians? Well, remember Ezekiel 34, that I said, I'm not going to focus on the beginning part of that, which opens right up with God says, you know, he's kind of talking about it, you know, about judging. And people don't understand judgment anyway. People think that judgment means, bam, all of a sudden you're going to be nuked. But as I've been interacting in the courtroom of heaven a lot, you got to understand judgment falls in the court system all the time. And there's a judgment. I asked God to judge me just this year. I said, God, because it's the prayer of David. It's that prayer that says, show me, search my heart and show me if there's anything offensive in me, in my ways. That's asking God to judge you. And so there's a whole misunderstanding about judgment. And so I'm saying judgment normally is being critical and it's being unloving. And so I'm trying to teach people to now, because God has shifted, I'm trying to teach people to step up right now and love, not judge. But, you know, at the same time, we need to just bring healing on both sides of the fence. There's been some very, very mean Christians. There's been some very, very wounded people. And you don't, until you know their story, walk a mile in those shoes. That's what I'm calling people to be, the MASH units. Hope that helps, Allison. Here's another question. Jake, the church has wounded me and I'm still mad. I can't stop being bitter over this. What can I do? Well, Jake, first of all, I'm so sorry for what happened to you. And I have so many people that I talk to like this. I was one of them years ago. I want to encourage you to, well, first of all, don't give up on God. God loves you, Jake. God, and for anybody else that's hearing this and you've been dealing with the same thing, God loves you. He wants to set you free from all the bitterness. Just because other people, you know, hurt you, don't let them keep you from worshiping God, from worshiping Jesus. My goodness. I just want to just say, please, I ask forgiveness on your behalf for all the things that's happened. And I don't know if there's just no easy way to do it, but I know that what's happening right now with the Ezekiel 34 thing in the church, right, that we're going to see a lot of people like you, Jake, who are suddenly going to become these sheep defenders, and you're going to stop. The bitterness is going to fall away. You know, I've been an evangelist, an outreach specialist, and a forerunner in areas. I was a forerunner in prophetic evangelism back in 2002-03, and now I'm forerunning again in this area of love. But I wanted to say this, is that, you know, when I was doing my outreaches, people want to go out on my teams and things, and I said, you know what? I look like the weakest one sometimes. I guess look like the weakest one because I spend more time apologizing to people. I used to know apologetics. You know, apologetics is how to refute the word of God, the truth. But today people don't believe in absolute truth. We are dealing with a different sheep. We are dealing with a different fish than previously. That's why God is calling right now. He's releasing that mantle for Ezekiel 34 sheep defenders to rise up right now, because we're going to see an amazing move of God happen. Something big's going to come out of this. I know it. And people like Jake and many others, hold on, because God has heard your cry in heaven. And yes, it's taken some time, but he's heard your cry, and you're going to see a change happen in Jesus' name. I know it. I know it. I just know it. All right. You know, well, we're getting to the end here, and boy, this was a pretty heavy one. And so I just want you to know that, that I love you. My team loves you. God loves you. And that, I know I might sound a little controversial. I'm a pastor at heart. I know all these things that are that sound controversial, but I'm a forerunner. And I'm forerunning once again. And I want to raise up, oh my goodness, one of the biggest revivals. I'm not the one leading it or anything like that, but I'm involved in it to raise up one of the biggest revivals we've ever seen in church history. This is part of the 1 billion soul harvest that Prophet Bob Jones saw before he died. This is the spiritual outcast. That's the same thing. We're going to see different aspects of it and different things are going to happen. So God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless each person right now. Bless them with a greater level of discernment, the ability to hear your voice, understand their dreams, understand love. I pray that they would receive a Jesus visitation of love, an Ephesians 1:17 visitation of knowing him better. In the name of Jesus, amen. Go to my website, dougaddison.com. Check out all the stuff there. Hope to see you soon.